one of the interviews that we do with these with the handicapped people in Mali is we ask them about their hopes and their dreams. You know, what are your hopes for the future? What their prospects are for the future? Are they positive about the future? Are they very negative about the future? It just helps them understand their mindset better. And so I said, well, Toffoli, you know, you seem to have surmounted your disability quite well. And, you know, now not only have you surmounted your own disability, but you're giving to others mm-hmm. who are disabled. How do you know, do you have any other hopes and dreams?
Mm.
And she thought, she I remember she sighed and she said, well, you know, God has been very good to me. First of all, he gave me that old pastor who sat with me every evening at 6 o'clock for 2 years and brought me hope and faith. And she said, then there was Johnny's book that turned my life around and made me realize I didn't have to be ashamed of my disability, that I was created in the image of God, and I can hold my head high and be a participant in society, regardless of what other people think.
Mm.
And that I have something to give. That I, you know, this is the other thing I learned from Johnny's book. I have something to give to the world. Rather than always having to be on the receiving end, because many, many disabled people in West Africa are beggars. They sit on the side of the street and they receive alms from passersby. So she said, you know, God's been very good to me, and there's really not much more I could ask for. Plus, he's given me a husband that really loves me, and he's given me a child. And she said, I'm very satisfied, and I have the opportunity to give and to help other disabled people. And then she paused for me, and she said, but I guess there is one other thing I dream of. And I said, what's that? She said, I don't know if you've ever heard of this Johnny Erickson Tata lady. But I would love to be able to communicate to her my gratitude for taking the time to write that book and to be able to tell her how it completely transformed my life. And then she said, have you ever heard of this lady? I said, oh, I've heard of her. I don't know her, but I've heard of her and I've read her book. And that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah. For several years.
For several years. So 2 years later, I find myself going out at, you know, to the Christian Institute on Disabilities to share with them about our projects, about the Mali Water Project and the other disabilities projects we were doing, and to try to enlarge our conversation. While I was there, they mentioned that they had shared with Johnny some of the work we were doing and that she wanted to join the meeting. And so we had been there about a few minutes, and Johnny comes and joins the meeting, ends up spending the afternoon with us. And we're talking about the different projects we had a lunch break. I kept on thinking about the story of Toffoli. So I said, Johnny, I have a story I want to tell you about, if you don't mind. She said, sure. I said, a year or two ago, I was interviewing some handicapped persons. I came across this remarkable woman. And Johnny was spellbound by this.
I bet.
I said, she just wanted someone to let you know how much she appreciated what you had done for her by writing your book and how transformative it was for her. And I said, now that I've told you that, when I go back to Mali, I will tell her that you've been informed. Would that be okay with you? And Johnny was almost on the verge of tears. And she said, oh, of course. And she said, is there any way to communicate with her, you know, directly? I said, well, she does have a cell phone. Because cell phones have just spread across Africa in the last few years. Everybody, I don't care what echelon of society you come from, everybody's got a cell phone. And she had a cell phone, of course, to get the U.S. Just connect. Okay. Just to be able to get a connection is very difficult. And I said, well, she does have a cell phone. And actually, I had the number with me because I had I had my notebook with me. And she said, well, let's try to call her.
Wow.
So we get the phone right there on the conference table, the speaker phone, and I dial it up, really not really thinking it was going to go through, because sometimes you can spend, here at Messiah, when I call Molly, sometimes it takes me all afternoon to get a connection. And I think about the second time we called, Toffoli picks up the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
I said, Toffoli, is that you? And she goes, yes, who's this? I said, of course, we're speaking in French.
Yeah.
And I said, well, this is Mr. Norman from Messiah College. And she goes, Mr. Norman, you know, is everything okay? I said, well, yes. I said, but there's someone here who would like to speak to you. She said something to the effect, you know, I don't know anybody in America besides you. Or, you know, who would that be? And I said, well, do you remember when you were telling us your life story and you told about how your life was transformed by reading the story of Johnny? You mentioned to me that one hope, one dream you still had, one dream that was yet to be fulfilled was to have the opportunity to thank Johnny for what she had, what she meant to you. And I said, by amazing set of circumstances, I'm sitting here with Johnny, and she'd like to speak with you. And there was this long silence on the phone. And so I said, Toffoli? She goes, yes, yes. I said, did you hear what I said? I didn't, because it, the connection from our side wasn't very good. I learned later that her she could hear us perfectly. It was a bit crackly from our side, but she had perfect connection. I said, are you all right? Or, you know, she said, yes, yes, yes. I said, did you hear what I said? She said, I heard what you said, but I don't believe you. Or I don't think I believe you. I said, no, I'm serious. Johnny's sitting right next to me. And so Johnny jumped in. And Johnny knows a few words of French.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So Johnny was practicing her halting French. And Johnny just said, Ray has told me your story. And she said, I'm so humbled by the fact that my book would have had such a profound impact on you and the way that you were able to take those truths and own them yourself. And I'm just so delighted to learn about you and your story. And there's this long silence. And again, I think, oh dear, the phone's gone off. And I said, Toffoli, are you there? And all of a sudden I hear this long wail. I mean, Toffoli has broken into tears, you know, and she's just weeping her heart out, you know. And she just said, I can't believe this, that this is you, Johnny. It was a very moving moment. Of course, the president and CEO of Johnny and Friends, the former CEO of Hyundai or Suzuki America, and these other folks are sitting around the table, and everybody's, you know, profoundly moved and in tears. And Johnny just barrels ahead. You know, she starts carrying on in her French, and I could tell that Toffoli's not understanding her bad French, so I'm trying to translate. And they're going back and forth. So they talked for about 20 minutes.
Wow. They just talked about life?
Johnny was particularly interested in hearing more about her work with disabled women because a lot of the women, Toffoli is now a seamstress, and so she opens up her seamstress shop to handicapped women who are in abusive situations or have been rejected by their families. And she trains them to be seamstresses and give them a livelihood so they don't have to beg on the streets or they don't have to go into prostitution.
They're going to work together? Or is there some
sort of Johnny that's... later on, of course, today now, Johnny and Toffoli exchange letters.
Wow.
They've exchanged a number of letters. And Johnny was able to identify a foundation, a foundation over here on the East Coast, that is looking into helping Toffoli expand the work, or her very small work as a seamstress with handicapped women.
Wow.
And hopefully that a grant will, we're hoping a grant will come out of that.
I want to thank you because I feel like you've been a fulcrum for connecting a lot of people's stories, and this is just one of them.
Thank you. It's a wonderful experience to hear people's stories. It's a privilege to know people's stories.
This podcast was produced by Craig Heiss for Listen Up, with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday Americans.